our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah,
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
Can you move your chair so I can move my chair? Thank you.
I've just done it.
It was a snow day in Seattle today.
Yeah, it's snow.
Did you know there were snow days here? I thought that was something that we gave up when we moved from North Dakota. We're like, well, guess we don't have snow days anymore. And then it
there
snowed anywhere from like 2 to 6 inches around the area.
Oh, sure. It was about an inch here. And then
it was like 2 inches here. It just melted.
Yeah.
Like, it's all melted off the sidewalks and everything
so
now. So
I have a lot of things to talk about.
I was talking about the snow still.
Okay.
So I got to work from home today because, like, nobody went into the office. But the people who did go into the office got bagels, and I'm really mad about that.
You should have just went in. The bus was going there.
Yeah, I know. I didn't.
You're mad that they got bagels? Bagels?
No, I just...
Bagel.
I just like free food. Speaking of food, I'm eating a snack on my own. Just a snack because I was
hungry.
Speaking
of snacks, I got you something for my adventure today.
Okay. Tell me about it while I eat the snack that I have.
Okay, so I went on an adventure. I went to work today, and it was super crazy slow. So,
yeah, because it was snowing everywhere.
Right. So what happened was I decided that I should save some hours, so I took a long lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was going, there's a girl that works at the game store downstairs. I don't know her name.
There's a game store?
Yeah.
The Marbles Brainstorm?
Yeah, and then I always use her for, like, secret shops and stuff.
Oh.
And she's like, Adam, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm just on my lunch. I'm like,
she knows your name.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey!
Adam's making a hand motion that's like, you! Hey, you!
But, yeah, I think it's way past the point where I can ask what her name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there's a point where you can't ask anymore.
Mm-hmm. They'd be like, so what's your name?
I had that experience in college where one of my classmates from my calculus class kept sitting with me at lunch every day, and I knew he'd introduced himself at one point, but I forgot. And like, when someone's been sitting with you at lunch every day 3 times a week for 2 months, you can't really ask anymore.
Right.
But I figured it out because I asked someone else.
Yeah. So anyway, this girl, she's like, oh, I'm going to the International District to get some lunch or whatever. And I was like, oh, I need to get lunch. I'll go with you. I've never been to the International District.
I haven't either, but you have now, apparently.
Yeah. But spoiler alert, I didn't even buy lunch in the International District. I just came back and had Subway.
The International District is mostly Chinese
yeah,
and Japanese
it's,
here.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It's like 3 stops from downtown.
Yeah, on the light rail.
On the light rail?
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
So you go out, like, you come off the platform, and you have to go up some stairs, but it's outside. It's the first outside stop.
Platform, yeah, I remember.
And then
that.
You go up, and then there's, like one of those Chinese, or the arch over the thing. Like, it's like China.
Even the platform itself is, like,
it's really
distinctly
cool.
Distinctly different than the rest of the area.
And then a block away from the bus stop is a giant Japanese grocery store.
Okay.
Hold on, don't look.
Oh! I know that one. That's one of the places you buy sushi fish in.
Yeah. But then I found this.
Ooh!
And I got that for you.
It's a grape ramené.
I also have other things for you, but I'll get to them later.
It's a different flavor of ramené. Or it's a different brand of ramené than I'm used to. What's the brand we usually get?
I don't know.
Did you hide it in the way back and now you can't find it?
I don't know where. I had
Did
the
you
rece-
put it somewhere else?
Oh, I put the receipts over here.
Oh.
Somewhere. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, the name... Oh. They're actually right here. The place
anyway,
is called...
Anyway, there's like a high-end Is it like Ujamaya, Uwajamaya, something like that?
Uwajamaya.
Yeah.
Uwajamaya. And it's right off of the thing.
It's actually
and
like a higher class grocery
store. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So that when you walk in, the first thing is it's like a narrow corridor, but mm-hmm. it's food, like six different kinds of Asian food
mm-hmm.
on like either side of you. And then you have to walk through that to get to the grocery store.
Mm.
So I went to the grocery store. I got that. She bought some other whatever bologna.
Wait, you mean like street food?
Yeah.
Cool.
We have to go there
on
our day off.
Yeah, we should, because I was thinking like pretty recently that it's weird that street food isn't really a thing here, much less really in the U.S. at all.
Yeah, but it's like an inside outdoor market mm-hmm. where they have the different foods. But 99 cents for your grape ramen.
Okay.
And then inside there, you turn right and you go into the grocery store. But if you go left mm-hmm. after the street food market, there's a giant bookstore.
Okay.
And it has like... I sent a Gully a Snapchat and Dan, I think, and some other people.
Of
it says like manga in Japanese, and it's a huge wall of just like all the manga
awesome.
In Japanese. And I'm like, I don't read this language,
either.
But I bought you something at the bookstore as well,
okay.
which because I know you like this grape flavor, the Japanese grape flavor.
I do.
I bought you this as well, so you could do
scratching his stickers. Oh my goodness, where am I gonna put them all?
Put them on your laptop and then you can sniff it.
Yeah.
You're like, I like this grape, I'm gonna scratch it. And sniff
yeah, it's
it.
Not gonna be weird to smell my laptop.
Do it. Be like, I just like it. This one's
it's got
a bread with a purple on it.
I'll put it on my new phone case.
There you go.
I got a new phone.
Oh yeah.
I got a new better phone. I had an iPhone 5 before, now I have an iPhone SE. Please keep your iPhone Android comments to yourself. I don't care.
Yeah, everybody has their preference. We were already
People
sucked into iTunes.
Yeah, people are so rabid about it, and it's ridiculous. Like, yeah, you're going to have a preference, but, like, one is not inherently better than the other.
Yeah,
they
I
just
mean,
do
it,
different things.
It's possible that it might be better, but...
No, they're but better for different things, right? If you don't ever care to, like, customize stuff, then you don't need to
Android. I like the...
Or
like
you don't need to do
iOS.
Apple.
Yeah, I like mine.
Oh, wait, Android. Yeah, I don't need Android. Yeah,
I like mine. It does all the things
Plus,
I require.
Like, I have purchased apps. If I were to switch over to Android, I'd have to rebuy all of them.
Oh, yeah. Our log was a dud.
Yeah, we had a dud log. Adam brought, because it's cold outside today, Adam brought home some fire logs and lit the first one and it just wasn't doing it.
It was a dud.
I put another one in and now they're both burning and they're burning real good.
Yeah, because it's a fire. We figured it was just a snow day. Do you need some
help?
Oh,
I'm so bad at ramen.
I'll get your little plug.
Ooh. It's a hard one. You did it!
I think I broke it. Let me taste it first.
You didn't break it. It's fine. Is it ramen? Is it as expected?
Yeah. I don't like it.
You don't like it? Hold on. Let me see if I like it. It's going to be tragic if I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay. That's your Valentine's Day present.
Oh, the ramen is my Valentine's Day
No,
present?
The stickers.
Oh, the stickers
and
are my Valentine's.
It's a theme.
Thank you.
But no, on this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
when we both aren't working,
mm-hmm.
I think we should go there.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the International District. We'll take the light rail down.
Yeah, we totally should.
It'll be fun. It'll be a day.
Yeah.
I also got my first Puka trade in the mail for a while.
Do you
wanna
open
it?
It's been like a real while.
Or do you want to open your stickers and sell them?
I'll open it.
All right. I know what it is, but I want you to look at it.
It bothers me that this is upside down.
That somebody did it upside down.
Yeah, like the opening of the envelope is at the bottom of the envelope and that.
Oh.
For some reason that just feels wrong. I know it doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't at all.
But it feels like it matters. I have some guesses as to what this is.
Do
but
you?
I'm gonna see in a moment what it is. That's not what I thought it was.
What did you thought it was?
I don't know, but it wasn't this. Voral of the something clade, maybe.
This guy.
Hull clade.
Hull clade, yeah.
Why is it?
Oh, it's a shiny one.
I'm
upgrading my
tiny
leaders
binder.
You're
upgrading your tiny leaders to flashy, pretty ones.
To foilies. There's actually two in here. There's also a Timurette, the murder king. He's the murder king.
What else is going on? You said you had so much to talk about.
So that was the story. I went there. I've never been in the International District before, and there's so many cool things there.
I'm gonna put this grape juice one on
Did
my
you,
phone.
Where's the other card?
It's right there.
No, not. Where's the envelope? Did he send him in different envelopes?
There's only one card in there. This is it. All unless right. It's behind the thing in there.
Yeah, it's not.
Which I think you already looked. Yeah. No, you must have sent them in different envelopes.
What a turd.
Was there another card? Yeah,
well, there's supposed to be a Timurite the Murder King as well.
There wasn't.
Yeah, I realize that now. Whatever.
Ooh, grapey.
Is it grapey?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's grapey.
Put it on your phone case. So, we started playing Egg Inc.
Oh, I haven't checked on it today. I've been busy.
Holly found an incremental game.
Someone posted about it on Facebook. I've seen like two or three people post about it right mm-hmm. now. I think it's like getting big. You know how sometimes things that just kind of catch
on. They kind of catch on. Yeah.
Yeah, like the cookie.
It's not as good as a lot of other ones, but it's pretty good. Like Realm Grinder is a lot better, but it's they're different.
This is
themes.
I've had my phone one day. Second time I've poured liquid on it.
You shouldn't do that. You should get the one that's waterproof.
Yeah, well, I didn't get that one because it was $300 more.
Well.
And that didn't feel worth it to me.
So we have a Patreon if anyone would like to send us money.
No. We got our tax return back.
It's patreon.com.
Well, actually, we haven't gotten it back yet.
No. Well, I mean, we finished our taxes, but
we did our taxes.
We're getting a little bit back, so that's good.
Yeah.
Money.
It's awful. Why don't we just not have any?
Yeah, because we're not doing it.
No, why doesn't anybody just not have any?
Because we don't live in a communist world.
Well, why not?
Because the communists are bad.
Well, can we? Because that just actually sounds a lot better.
Don't you know about communists?
You don't have to file taxes in communism. They do it for you.
Yeah, they assign you jobs.
And honestly, why don't they already do that for you?
Yeah.
We're like the only country that doesn't do your taxes. You don't have to send anything in. Like other countries, you only have to do it if you like are like an independent contractor, self-employed or whatever. Right, like, well, otherwise, they already know.
What are tax accountants going to do?
Huh?
What are tax accountants going to do?
Something else.
So, I actually have a real snack that I purchased days ago.
Okay.
It's in this top drawer.
It's in this top drawer?
It's on the left, right-hand side.
It's art.
It's on the right-hand side.
Looks like some sticks. I haven't looked at the label yet, but I've pulled it out, and it looks like crayons with sugar on the end. It might be crayons with sugar on the end. Oh, nope, it's squishy. Might be marshmallow crayons with sugar on the end. The label says gummies.
Yeah, I was interested.
Just Rico gummies.
Yeah, Rico is the Mexican candy.
They couldn't even bother to, they couldn't even bother to spell out the whole word ingredients. It's just ing, period.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar, corn syrup, gelatin, artificial flavors and colors, and titanium dioxide.
Do you want to use a scissor to open it?
Yeah.
That's why I brought it.
I was going to not, but I think that seems better. All right. We have three colors. Not sure if that correlates in any way to flavors.
Uh-huh.
I would assume that it does.
Right. There's a pink, white, and a yellow.
So think about like a crayon, right? And then like not sharpened though.
Like a crayon.
And then put sugar on like the ends, like the tips.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm looking at here. There's pink and there's white and there's yellow. Would you like to try pink, white, or yellow?
I'm
going to
try
with
a white one.
We should both try the same one at the same time.
All right. How do you eat this? Do you suck it
out?
You
just eat it. It looks like, what the fuck? Oh. I don't know what the situation is here.
I don't know how to eat it. It's just like a plastic tube.
Mm-mm.
You squeeze it out.
Is it plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just kind of squeeze it out.
It tastes good. It's just weird.
It tastes kind of coconutty, which I'm not super into.
Oh, probably coconut flavor.
Mm-hmm. This is very difficult to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a plastic tube with a really thick gummy in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just suck it out. Like, that's not an option. You have to, like, work it out with your teeth.
I wonder if we had, like, a scissors and we opened it up, if that would be better.
Hmm. I'm having some luck with my teeth.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
I'm not as into that flavor. I'm going to try a different one.
I like this.
I'm going to try pink.
This is a lot better than the last Mexican
candy. Yeah, this is way better than, like, the salt. Okay, this pink one, I presume, is going to be strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Sounds reasonable. The yellow one's probably lemon or banana.
Mm. Or mango.
Mm. Could be. Do they have mangoes in Mexico?
Oh. It's a very floral strawberry.
Oh, is it like violet?
No, it's like, I had this doll when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It was like a strawberry, I forget her name.
Strawberry shortcake?
Yeah, strawberry shortcake, who smelled like strawberries, like mm-hmm. fake strawberry smell. Yeah, and that's what this tastes like.
I like this a lot.
Yeah.
I like the white one. Mmm. This is good candy.
If you sort of cut it with your teeth inside and then pull it out, like scrape it out.
That's what I've been doing.
That seems to be working the best. All right, I'm going to leave the pink one. Ugh. I'll come back to it later, but I want to try the yellow.
Mmm. Mmm. I'm into it. The white one's really good. I'm going to try the pink one.
I think the yellow's banana. It's not that flavorful.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like flowery strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Here, try the yellow. I think you'll like that. It's banana, but it's good. It's like good banana.
Mmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I still like white the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow second, pink third.
Mm-hmm. I like yellow the best.
So, Rico brand gummies.
If you have teeth, you can eat these. If you don't have teeth, you're going to have a hard time.
I wonder if we can find these on Amazon so we can put a link on
link
that.
To them?
A link to them. And use our code.
It's not a code.
We have a link. Do we have a link from Amazon?
We do. Assuming it's not dormant or closed. Which it might be.
Rico gummies. Nope. Nope.
I guess you got pillowcases, mouse pads, cell phones.
Pelon Pelo Rico Tamarind Soft Candy 12 1-ounce packages.
Ew. I'm not into tamarind. Not for me.
Yeah. Rico. Pelon Pelo Rico Chamoy. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I've heard of chamoy. I've seen that a couple times in the last few days. It was like an ingredient on something people were making on YouTube.
Yeah, these don't exist.
But I didn't know what it was. Did you Google them?
I Amazoned it.
Yeah, but did you Google them?
OMG.
Like with Google. Oh, here's a fun fact I'll tell everyone about. So I was trying to log into work today, and you have to use like a remote, like a VPN to get into the secure network. Yeah, they have a website. And it wasn't working, so I had to go in through the Frankfurt, Germany server. But the fun thing about that was then I was Googling later, and I'm like, why does it keep redirecting me to google.de? And I was like, oh, because I logged in telling it I was from Germany today. So, of course it thinks that.
Das ist gut.
Mm-hmm. What else we got going on?
I'm building some... I'm playtesting Frontier decks.
Uh-huh. You want to explain what Frontier is?
So Frontier is a Magic format that it's not a real format yet, but a lot of players and like stores are like championing this format where it's sets from the last, was it like 3 years?
It's like 3 years.
It's about 3 years.
3 years.
So there's a format called Modern, which is probably like 8 years of Magic, or maybe 10 years. Whenever, I have no idea when Mirrodin came. It might be longer. Mirrodin might have been like 2003 or 2004. Anyway, okay. Maybe we'll say 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a format called Modern, which is cards from the last 10 years or so, and there's one that's Standard, which is the last 2 years. So they're trying to do. Well, I'd say Frontier is about 4 years. So they're trying to find a format that's kind of halfway in between those.
So why? Why would someone want to do that?
Because the more recent cards are more balanced,
mm-hmm.
and there's cards that are, and they don't want to have a ban list. So the Modern format, when it started, they had a ban list. So there's a bunch of people playing this format trying to figure out,
you know, the best deck. Can you do it without a ban list, though?
Well, there's no one deck that's winning all the time yet.
Yeah, someone will figure it out.
Right, that's the thing. It's like, it's a new frontier, you know?
So is this an eternal format?
Yeah.
Meaning it would never change?
Eternal means it's non-rotating.
Yeah,
so,
that's what
yeah,
I mean.
There's a set
They'll keep adding
point.
Stuff, but it's nothing's right. ever going to drop
it's
off.
It's a set start point,
so
but...
It kind of feels like if that's the case, then in another 5 to 10 years, you're going to run into the
There'll
same
be another
issue.
One. Right. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
But I think with
It kind of feels like they should have a longer-term rotating set.
Yeah. That was extended. They got rid of that when Modern came out.
Oh, they didn't like it?
Yeah, because it was 6 years of sets instead of 2 years of sets.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Extended, so it was three
well,
or
they get rid
six
of it.
Blocks instead of 2 blocks. because they came, they did modern, and they wanted to support modern instead of another rotating format.
Yeah, I think the rotating format, like, only having one seems really weird.
Right.
Because there's a ton of Eternal formats, and there's not that many rotating ones. It's just the one.
Just standard, yeah. But, yeah, so I'm building, brewing up some Frontier decks that I want to play, because they're having an event at GP Vancouver. I'm going to Vancouver.
Yeah, you're going to Vancouver
next,
in 2 weeks.
Next Friday. Not this coming Friday.
Yeah, like a week and a half.
A week and a half. So, yeah, three of us are going to go up there. And
who's driving?
Stefan.
Okay.
So, Stefan's going
to
drive.
Just want to make sure, because I promised that I told Mark, or, yeah, I told Mark that I would pick him up at the airport.
Okay.
But then I was like, wait, am I going to have a car to do that
oh,
with?
Yeah, no, I'm not driving.
But,
I'll talk to Stefan, just have him pick me up, because he lives 10 minutes away. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, cool. I start my new job next week at Card Kingdom.
You do start your new job. It's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be super cool.
I'm really super excited stoked. For
you.
Yeah.
You get to drive to work every day. Although, on a day like today, you probably still would have wanted to take the bus anyway. Because it's crap outside.
Right. But I have the option of taking the bus. I can just take the 62 to the 40 and then the 40 straight over. Or just take the 44.
This much snow in the Midwest isn't the worst. You know, like 3 to 5 inches. Not it's not bad. It, but they're not prepared for it here. Like, there's plowing. No, I'm good.
You're done with it? I'll finish it.
There's plowing, like, routes that you can look up where they only plow certain places.
Mm-hmm.
They don't plow everywhere by any means.
Yeah, they don't have the...
They don't have that kind of plows. Also, snow here, when it snows here, it tends to hover around freezing, which makes things really tricky because the ground is still warm enough that everything melts, like, when it hits the streets. So it's really slushy, and then as soon as basically the sun goes down, it gets icy. Super, super icy.
Mm-hmm.
And Seattle is one big hill. It's like a series of hills next to other hills. So it's actually terrifying when the streets get icy, and they don't like, sand or salt or anything here. They just let it go, from what I can tell. And I think someone said that the city was going to start sanding at some point, but I don't really know how they would do it because they don't have plows. I doubt they have sanding trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's life in Seattle when it snows, which is supposedly never, but this is like the third time this year it snowed.
Yeah.
So I don't really believe
that. Like, it never snows.
They're like, it doesn't snow.
And then it does.
And then after, like, I read a news report today that's like, this is probably the end of winter. And I was like, what? It's February. It's not the end of winter yet.
Mm-hmm.
These people think that spring actually starts in March. Weirdos.
All right. So,
everyone in the Midwest knows you can still get the snow through June.
Oh, yeah, we've had that.
Multiple times.
I don't know why this guy sent this in two packages and I only got one. That's crazy.
That sucks. I hope you get both.
Yeah, well,
eventually.
Yeah, well, it'll probably show up tomorrow or something dumb.
Yeah. Cold. It's cold in here.
It's cold. We'll go by the fire. We have a fire.
We do have a fire, but the podcast
We can watch our story, that space story.
What story? Oh, yeah, The Expanse.
The Expanse, yeah.
We watched two
episodes.
It seems pretty good
but
so far.
So what I learned about it is that the first season is only half of the first book.
Yeah, it's based on a book series, which I didn't know until...
Yeah, a book series that came out 5 years ago, and they wrote five
books. And
then
they already
books.
Made a TV series of it.
Well, yeah, it's they do one book... The writer does one book a year.
So if this is a third of the first season, right? Or the first book. That's 10 seasons.
Yeah.
They
wrote five and there's three more coming out.
Built-in 16 seasons.
It's
not going to go that long.
Yeah, it's okay, but...
Even Game of Thrones can't sustain itself that long.
Right. Well, that's because they kind of ran out of material.
Yeah. They just started writing ahead of the books. So
yeah,
like,
well, they have to.
They
had to, because he's just like, no, I'm not doing it.
I don't think it's that he's not doing it. I think it's that writing is hard.
Right, and he's just like, I think he just, like...
You guys are going to get there before me, so you'll, I guess, figure it out.
But historically, he has been very slow at writing, like...
Yeah, but...
Because he does a million drafts. Yeah, I mean, that's just
how it is. And he does other stuff, too. Like, he writes, like, short stories and stuff.
Right, right. But just his thing. So it's just like, okay, I don't write as fast as some people. Sorry.
Yeah, some people are writing books, like, every 2 months. But
mm-hmm.
Chuck Tingle's got one a week.
He just churns them out.
Yeah, he made one, I think it just came out today, called Butt Butt Land.
Yeah.
Yeah. based on that La La Land movie.
Does he just like copy and paste the text of his book? I don't think so.
I think it's just, I mean, it's probably really low standards. I haven't read any of them yet.
I bought you one.
I own like three, but I haven't read any yet.
You just haven't got to it.
Yeah.
I'm having a candy.
You are having a candy.
Anise candy.
Anise candy.
This is my favorite candy.
Yeah. I really like, I like black licorice, I like anise, I think it's all good stuff.
Yeah, it's almost like licorice, because, well, anise, if you know what anise tastes like, it's kind of like, it's very close to licorice.
Yeah.
But it's not quite licorice.
I feel like we should talk about something. Because this podcast is all over the place and never really says anything.
Mm.
There's no reason for people to listen, like new people, because we don't say anything.
What do we want to talk about?
I don't know, but I really feel like we should talk about something.
You have an opinion on something?
We used to do that way early on. We talked about stuff.
Hmm.
Like, what apocalypse would happen. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when our first episodes, we were like, which apocalypse
do
would happen?
Do we want to redo that someday?
I don't think we're going to come to any different conclusions than we did
before. I think we should play Dungeons and Dragons.
No, that's been done, though. Like, we're not going to, by any means, be the best Dungeons and Dragons podcast
ever. No, but
there.
I think you and I should just play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, like, off microphone?
Well, no, on microphone.
No, I don't think we should do that.
But just as a little bit on it. Because we always have little bits that we do. Like we
I
have
get
the...
that we have little bits, but Dungeons & Dragons doesn't really lend itself to little bits.
Mm. Okay.
It goes a long time. And this is not that long.
I got a thing we can talk about.
Okay, what can we talk about?
Top three.
Oh, yeah, top three. What's our top three? Wow, you've done such a good job.
Top three...
Have we ever done top three video games?
Top three La Croix.
No, but for real, have we ever done top three video games?
I don't, probably. But it's going to change, even.
Yeah, let's do top three video games right now. The
top three video games right now.
Video games that you currently think are the top three video games that you've
top
played.
Three video games, like, of all time that I played, or just top three games that I'm playing?
No, of all time, because that's going to evolve as you play more games, right?
Okay.
You can go first. I think you already know. You have a sense of, like, which video games you like the best.
Right. I'm going to say for my number three, it's going to be Pokemon.
Yeah?
I'm just going to say Pokemon.
Just in general?
I mean, I could give
you
a specific...
you should pick a specific Pokemon. Because they're very different
experiences. Yeah, the one that I played the most and probably had the most effect on me was Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, actually.
Oh, see, I didn't play those till a long, long time afterwards.
That's when they got... That was the third generation, and that's when they started getting all the everything correct. Because, like, the first generation was good, but it was, like, weird and slow and... Like,
yeah.
Because it was the first generation. Like, it was still... They're still working on it. But by the third generation, they kind of... They got a lot of the processes sorted out. And then you had berries and everything, which I loved.
I feel like any generations up until, like... Heart Gold, there was always a point where you had to quit playing because you ran out of opponents. Like, there was, you couldn't make any more money.
Oh, yeah, you just fight the Elite Four a bunch of times.
Yeah, but you don't make it, yeah, that's not that great of an experience.
No, it's, but that's all the games.
It's not a good game. Well, not anymore. Now you can, like, there's, like, battle places, there's, like, phone calls you call, like, as soon as the phone call of, like, people are like, hey, fight me, that was when it kind of changed.
Well, another big thing that happens, too, is post-game content. Like, there's a lot of games, like, even Final Fantasy 15, mm-hmm. like, there's a lot of stuff to do after you beat the game.
Yeah. I kind of don't mind a game that just ends, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's a place for a game that's just done, and there's no, like, post-game. It's just the beginning to end, the game.
Right, but there's a lot of...
it's a replayability aspect.
Right, it's just you can keep playing it after you're done. But, I mean, I think a lot of games got that from MMOs.
Yeah, well, I think most games have a post-game or a super high replayability or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I don't know, I think there's something to be said for a game that you just play once through. Yeah, it should cost less because you're spending less time in it. But
there was one game, that Russian one, do you remember hearing about this one? Where you can only play the game once. And then it deletes itself and you can't get it back.
I do remember hearing about that. I don't think I want to play it.
No.
Because you can only get to make the choices the one time, and you have to make the choices.
Yeah.
There's, like, choices you have to
make. It's like you play as either, like, it was, like, a girl or, like, an invisible monster.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. I remember them talking about it on the Indoor Kids, like, years
forever ago. Forever ago, yeah. I remember it too. I don't remember any specifics about it though, just that it was a thing.
But I know that they had like someone bought like one of the sealed copies of it and really? They like recorded it when they played it.
Oh.
So like, because if you're gonna buy it, you gotta record it.
Yeah,
if you're
you do.
It. But yeah.
That's cool. I think my number three, and it's probably just because I've been playing it a bunch recently, would be Dragon Quest Builders, because I really, really like it.
You got way into it. That's the first game that...
I don't get into games. Like, I'll get into them a little bit, and then I'll fall off because they don't hold my attention. Mm-hmm. Like, the newest Pokemon I thought was cool for a little while, but there was a lot of stuff about it that I wasn't that into, so I quit playing it.
Yeah, I finished it, and then I'm just
I didn't find it that interesting. I didn't find it that compelling. It was a little too easy, and I didn't really feel like there was any direction. Usually there's some kind of goal or like at least the Elite Four, and I guess it's to beat like the Island Kahunas or whatever, but I didn't really feel like that mattered that much.
Yeah.
And also there was no like negativity or frustration or struggle or anything. Like even the bad guy, quote, like Team Skull or whatever.
They were awesome.
They're
though.
Not negative or like life ending or whatever. Yeah, they're just like, oh, I'm so bad.
We're so bad. Look how cool we are.
I just kind of started to get to the point of the game where it seems like there might be a big baddie.
Yeah, you
but
just
then
don't
I...
get to it for like until after the third island.
Yeah,
which is kind
and
of
then I quit because I was bored and the new Pokemon weren't that interesting. Like they were okay, but yeah. I don't know. They just didn't really. It's almost like they've crammed too much into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've really gotten into Dragon Quest Builders. Anyway, we've talked about it a couple times on the podcast. So there's no sense in rehashing it, but I'm almost finished, I think. Like, I'm really close to the end, so I kind of want to keep working on it. Maybe,
the point that
maybe
you
instead
got
of
to,
watching The Expanse, we can just...
The point that you got to is where I said, oh, I finished the game.
Oh, no, I can tell I didn't finish the game because I haven't fought. There hasn't been a big
boss
fight.
But she's like, you're done. And I'm like, oh, cool. So I saved it and turned it off.
Really?
And, yeah. And then I came back in like 2 days because I'm like, I know I didn't really finish
it. I know,
it.
But you wanted to give the game the idea that you're like, I finished it.
I wanted her to think that it was, you know, that I was like, okay.
There's a point in the game where like there's this goddess who's been guiding you the whole time and she tells you there's a thing you can't do. And like at some point you like have to defy her. Mm. But like the game is like... Like, as soon as you do it, she's like, well, you're on your own, buddy. And she's like, get away. I think that's kind of cool. But I'm also like, come on.
Wait, she's like, you're not the legendary hero, so don't, like don't do it.
Maybe I am, though. Maybe you're just wrong. You don't even know who it is. She's all like, oh, we don't know who it is or when they're going to come. I'm like, well, maybe it's fucking me then. Huh? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can be the legendary
like,
builder
you know,
and the legendary hero.
I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm just the builder. I'm just going to build this castle.
Just a builder. I've killed nearly every monster in this whole world, but I'm just a builder.
Did you make everything green?
No, I kind of gave up on that quest. I gave up on that quest after I got the car, because I've just been driving everywhere.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I've been driving everywhere instead of, like, walking around, because driving's so much faster.
Right. Well, that's like with Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, that is not in your top three. I know
no,
that.
No, it's not. It's
not anywhere
one of my least favorite
three.
Final Fantasies. I mean, the story is cool, but it's the opposite of Final Fantasy 13. That's how I feel. Like, Final Fantasy 13 was a very linear path. The whole game was just all story up until, like, the last chapter. And then it's just a big open thing. Well, I guess it's not right at the end, but, like, once you get to a certain point, there's a big open world where you can start doing a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
But up until that point, it's just straight through.
Yeah.
It's very linear. And this game is the exact opposite. So it starts out...
It's super open world almost until the end.
Almost until a certain point, and then it goes straight through to the end.
It's super linear. And the final boss battle is a joke. Like, you thought it was an actual joke. Like, this can't possibly be the final battle. Like in Dragon Quest Builders, where you're like, oh, I guess I finished, right? But you didn't actually finish there. But in this case, you did actually finish.
Right.
There was no boss battle.
Mm-hmm. There was a boss battle before the final boss battle that was pretty cool. But,
yeah, but like, that
and then I'm like, okay, whatever,
boss
now I get
battle.
To go do the boss. And then I fight the boss, and then...
You like, press the square button, like,
no,
five
circle,
times.
Circle button
I'm sorry,
once.
You press the circle button... Well, yeah, once. But, like, slightly before that, you press it, like, five or six times. Who is it?
Yeah, it's...
Terrible.
And the thing I expect from a Final Fantasy game is the boss to change forms a few times. And that just didn't happen.
Is that
happen.
A thing?
Yeah, like you'll beat Kefka.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You beat it, and you're like, oh, he's probably going to come back as, like, a demon or a titan or a monster or something. And then you just didn't.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoilers for you, and then this terrible game.
To be fair, the game is... I like the characters a lot. The story was okay. The graphics were awesome.
The gameplay the world itself is awesome. Wasn't good, though.
The gameplay was awful. The fighting was awful.
Like, you can, I mean, if it's just about characters and the world and how great it looks, watch the movie.
Oh, and the anime?
The anime.
Was good.
You said that was, like, nice. I like that a lot, right?
Because it tells the stories of all the people and stuff.
Yeah, just watch the movie. If you want to know about the Final Fantasy 15 characters, watch the movie that comes before it, and then...
Well, there's a Kingsglaive movie that's apparently really bad.
Oh.
So don't watch that one.
Don't watch
just
that
watch
one.
The Final Fantasy 15 Brotherhood anime series on YouTube.
God. What a nightmare.
It's like an hour long, and then that's it.
What's your number two game?
RuneScape.
RuneScape! Oh no, you can't pick RuneScape. I mean, you can, but like, why?
Because I spent a lot of my life playing that game.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I loved it when I was playing it. Like, I'd just be chopping trees for hours on end.
I think RuneScape has a distinct advantage over a lot of other MMOs in that you can play alone forever if you
want to. That's all I ever wanted to do. I never want to be in a group of people fighting something because everyone else sucks. And that's the rules.
Yeah. The game, the MMO I played the most was Anarchy Online.
Okay.
I don't remember anything about it. I played it because a boyfriend at the time was playing it. I didn't know what was happening. Though it was like a future tech kind of world. And there were like ads in-game. It was really weird. Like, you'd see a TV screen in the game and it would be playing a real-life ad.
Oh, that's cool.
It was kind of cool. But, I never knew what I was doing. Or, like, what I was supposed to be doing. And there were, like, some really cute... There were, like, some cute, there's, like, a roller rat who, like, he's, like, a rat who rolls towards you. Like, he's one of the, like, a little baddie that you can fight.
Okay.
There were some cool characters, but there was always this thing of, like, you're supposed to be, like, upgrading your body. I think you're supposed to be getting mods and stuff, and I never knew what to get or, like, what was supposed to be good or where I was supposed to be going or how I was supposed to fight things.
Yeah.
I just kind of followed someone around a lot, which is fine to some extent, but, like, not really what you want for the long-term kind of gameplay. Yeah.
All right. What's your
you
number?
You like RuneScape. My number two is Pokemon Blue.
Okay.
Because it's the first Pokemon I played.
And you got a missing number.
I got a missing no, and I got stuck in Glitch City, you know, all that good stuff. And I, you know, did that thing you do when you're 10 years old and you reset your game because you're like, oh, I have a brilliant idea. Here's what I'm going to do. I have two Game Boys at my disposal, right? I'm going to start a new game. I'm going to get a Charmander. I'm going to transfer it over to the other game. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to go back to my game, and then I'm going to transfer it back. But see, what happens is when you transfer, it makes you save the game. But when you're 10, maybe you gloss over that message a little bit because you just click through because you're used to just clicking through. And then you deleted your game with your like level 85 Blastoise, and you cry a lot. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe you do that at your grandparents' house and you have a good cry.
My Blastoise.
Because you lost your whole game that
you'd
spent.
I'll get you a Blastoise.
That you spent like 90 hours playing.
I will get you a level 85 Blastoise.
No, it doesn't. It's not
I'll
the same.
I'll get you a level 85 Blastoise by 4 o'clock.
At 4 a.m.?
Sure.
It's because it's like 8 p.m.
I mean,
right
I'll just
now.
Put it up on the GTS and then you'll get
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll just get it like probably in like 5 minutes, honestly. Yeah. I probably even get like a Japanese one with Pokerus and a perfect stat,
and a
perfect
hydro
IVs.
Pump.
Yeah. I don't need that though.
No.
Anyway, Pokemon Blue was my number two.
Okay.
What's your number one? You're making a face like I'm going to judge you for
no,
it.
No. My number one game.
Uh huh. Just
Dragon Quest 4.
Oh, you're trying to decide while you're saying it. That was your trouble. You couldn't decide until it came out of your mouth.
It's tough because, like, 9, I played 9 so much.
Yeah. But you really like that Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest. It, like, the thing that I like about Dragon Quest over Final Fantasy is the iconic monsters. So,
can I say there's some monsters on the island I just went to that look like floating alien eyeball faces, and I am not into it. I don't like them.
I don't know.
I don't know what they are, but they have like tentacles, and they're floating, and they're awful. And they like shoot lasers at you.
Oh, Aramans.
Yeah, maybe.
They just have little wings?
No, little they have tentacles.
Okay.
Google Dragon Quest Flying Tentacle Monster.
Okay.
Google it. Dragon Quest Flying Tentacle Monster. Okay, well, that's close to how you spell tentacle.
Is it Healy?
I don't know. Go to the images. I need to see them. It's nothing I'm seeing here. Uh-huh. Maybe right. They reimagined a different monster. Try Dragon Quest Builders. Just Dragon Quest Builders monsters? Maybe that would help?
I'm doing it.
Okay. You can tell me what they are. Because I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a lot of screenshots. Yeah, I guess I could have predicted that.
Let's go to, like, a wiki.
Enemies, details, and drop list. This is important, because I hate these guys. They're creepy, and I don't like them. Hand,
bloody bug, and, oh my god.
No, I know what all those are.
Draki, Drakima, Dread Dragon, Droll. Oh, do you know about the drolls?
What's a droll?
It's like a big snail with...
Oh, yeah, they're creepy.
They're creepy, too.
I don't know what it is, but you've only got down to the G. And yeah, you I stop. Know. Oh, because there's no pictures.
There's is no pictures. It's not going to do anything.
There's probably not going to be any pictures.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going and looking for pictures.
Well, there's probably not going to be one, though, is what I'm saying. Oh, my God. There's very little, honestly, about this game. I mean, maybe if you go to the wiki, but...
Okay, I'm just going to do this.
There's very little about this game on the...
Is that guy?
Okay, well, that's Final Fantasy, so no. It's because on the overview, if you look at your search results, it said Final Fantasy, not Dragon Quest.
Oh.
So I think you're confusing your IPs. Here, let me take over your computer. You talk about something on the camera, on the microphone.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Hey.
Huh?
I'm going to figure this out.
I'm busy.
You're bad at Googling.
I'm bad at everything.
So we're going to switch spots.
Ooh, pretzels. Oh.
Yeah, I ate them. That was the snack I was eating when we started the podcast.
But there's no pretzels. Is there easy cheese? I'm just going to have some easy cheese.
Okay. Or maybe don't.
I've done it, though.
Okay, but maybe don't, though.
I got it. Mmm. Oh, it's so good. Why did they make it so easy?
I don't know. I told my boss today, though, he had easy cheese. 2 cans of easy cheese here, and he's like, I don't even know what that is. And I was like, it's probably better that way. It's better that you not know.
It's the best food ever made.
It's not. It's barely food. Food is a really strong word for what easy cheese is.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be talking about something.
I am. You're the one who's talking.
Talk more about why it was a difficult decision for you to pick that Dragon Quest.
Oh, well, every Dragon Quest has a good thing going to it. They all have, like, their little gimmick after a certain point. So, like, the first Dragon Quest is one guy going around being a dragon fight man. Second one has three people. You get more characters, right? So you get the main character. The lunatics.
Maybe.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what they are. They're kind of like, it looks like a...
Yes!
Yeah, those guys. I know what you mean.
It's a flying tentacle thing with an eye. It's exactly what I said.
It is exactly a flying tentacle thing with an eye. Yeah.
I don't like them at all.
Yeah.
Like, not at all at all.
Yeah, they're big bugs. But, yeah. The third one is, the gimmick was that you could choose your party. So you have the hero, who's the main character,
mm-hmm.
and then you can hire like 3 mercenaries or whatever to be on your team,
mm-hmm.
and they could be whatever class you want,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. And the fourth one was, there was 8 different characters, but they were all named and they all had different stuff, and
mm-hmm.
that's where my favorite character in every video, in any video game is.
What is it?
Talun.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about him.
Tornico Talun.
Yeah. It's not, like, you Google him, and barely anything comes up.
Yeah,
but
he's
you
great.
Like him.
Talun, because he owns a shop.
Was that your number one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's your favorite game of all time, Dragon Quest IV?
But video game, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mine is the original Katamari Damacy, because I spent so much time playing that game, and
sure.
I just really love it. It's really easy to, like, zone out, and but you can pay attention. It's like really interesting stuff if you do pay attention. There's a long,
it's
like
a zen game.
There's a long game sort of thing where you can, like, try to get all the items or, like, try to get all of the
collections,
all the stars or whatever. And so I thought that was cool.
Messages.
You do have messages. Your silos are empty, and you only
fix it.
The shield base in Florida's under attack.
Did this get my silos?
Okay, I'll get your silos.
My grain silos are empty.
I can't. Can't use your... God, your phone's so huge. It's got the iPhone 6S Plus. It is too big.
No, it's the right...
It's
the
too
right,
big.
It's the right size.
I got a phone that's the same size as the phone I just had. Mm-hmm. In fact, I could have put it in the same case.
But you didn't.
But I didn't, because my old case was worn out, honestly.
Because you but dropped it too many replace, times.
No, it's not because I dropped... No, but seriously, like, this phone... You can tell this case is good, because there's chips... Like, in the case from where I dropped it, and it saved it. It saved its life. Uh-huh. This phone is in perfect condition, except the software, honestly.
Is that the same case that I have?
No.
What brand is
it? It has, like, a thing on the front.
Well,
you don't like that.
I don't like anything.
That's, see, and that's, I'm a little upset, like, okay, so the case I have now has an opening in the back to show you the Apple symbol, because for some reason they insist on doing that, but the old one at least had, like, a plastic cover covering it.
Mm-hmm.
This is just open, and I see there are scratches on the plastic cover of the old one, which means I'm definitely going to scratch this one,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not happy about that.
Put a piece of tape over it.
Like, I really like this, my old phone case, because the entire phone was encased. The only thing that was open was this home button.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, like, there's a bunch of open stuff, which means that I'm exposed.
You're
going
to break
it. And I'm going to break it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can blame the OtterBox for that.
I can't.
Tell OtterBox be like,
they
my
do,
phone.
I mean, they do have a warranty, but, uh-huh. like, this cheap, what is it, Nutrent case, uh-huh. I like it better.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like
I'll give
my
this
case.
One a shot.
My case is good.
I am enjoying having... Yes.
I went to Barnes & Noble as well.
You went to Barnes & Noble. What would you like to talk about?
I saw that book that I wanted, that
Which
I totally
book?
Forgot about. I walked by and I saw it. The Ship of Theseus, or S, the one that has all the shit in it.
Oh, the one that you tried to have, but then you didn't have all the stuff in it?
Right, I got it from
needed.
The library, and, it,
yeah.
and they didn't have any of the papers inside. But
is it
had,
the library?
Yeah. I borrowed it from the library.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, that's right. And then it didn't have...
It
there's,
didn't
like,
have,
a bunch of extra stuff.
It has, like, 19
it
pieces of paper or, like receipts and
yeah.
other kind of stuff that's put into it. It's really cool the way it's set up. Like, there's writings in the margins of the book. So it's, like, two people having a conversation in the margins.
Man, I just don't have the energy for that, you know?
Yeah, I just think
I like
cool
the
thing.
Idea of it, but I can't... Right.
And it was... J.J. Abrams did it, so...
Yeah, like, that's cool.
I know it's going to be cool. But, Oh, so I've been listening to podcasts.
You have.
We've been watching videos about the McElroys.
Okay, yeah, that's true. You've gotten into a lot of McElroy podcasts recently. And also, if you haven't, go on YouTube and look up Monster Factory.
Monster Factory.
They're great.
The Fallout ones are the best.
We should actually, instead of me playing my game or watching that show, we should just watch more Monster Factory
watch
videos.
Monster Factory.
I just really like them a lot.
Because they just giggle a lot about the characters they make.
They do.
And
okay.
they break all the games.
I think we're running a little long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't want to do a... Four words?
No, it's gonna be at least an hour
right.
if we
we'll
do that.
Do,
I'm not prepared to be that creative today.
If
anyway.
You think that Holly should do a recurring D&D campaign,
no, I'm not
me,
going to. I'm telling you, I'm not doing it. I'll do it with you, but not on the microphone.
Well, what if we just record it and do it as a different podcast?
No, I don't want that. There's already too many podcasts that do that well.
What if we record it and just keep it for ourselves?
If you want to record our D&D sessions, you go for it.
I want
to
do it.
But I'm not interested in releasing that to the world.
Okay.
There's other people doing it better. There's no point in...
I think you do it very well.
I get that. You think so, but regardless of that, like, there are other people who are doing D&D podcasts better. It's a fact. There's no added value in us releasing that. It's cool every once in a while, but it's not cool. Like, we don't do well enough to make it a weekly thing. And we already struggled to get listeners for the one podcast we have.
Right.
It's mostly people who are related to me.
Right.
Who listen to this podcast. So setting up another one's probably a bad plan.
I'm sorry you doubt yourself so much.
Well, I doubt because I care.
All right, I guess we're done. Goodbye,
do you,
everyone.
Do you have any parting advice for the upcoming week?
You don't take any... you miss every grape shot.
Yeah,
that sounds
take... right. The sticker still smells real grapey. Grapey foam.
All grape, right. It's grapes gravograms.
Grapes That's not... that's never going to be a word.
It's they're grape.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.